trying to come up with you know, a Monty Python line from that movie, and it's just not. I do remember the scene. Something about ducks.
They wanted to burn her because she was a witch, right? That's all. So I'm just saying, we got to get away from this notion that we're going to burn everything. Thank you.
You started it. Councillor Swart.
So whether the AED is a necessary part of the process, I'm still undecided about that. But the pre-sort facility is just dump in the bag and hope for the best, because all your food waste is going in the bag with everything else, and all your, it's contaminating everything, and you know, organics are going to go to the incinerator that way, because you're never going to be able to get it all out.
Thank you. Anything further? A couple of things on the motion. I have a prediction, and that is that it's going to pass unanimously. No pressure, guys. I'm a smidge disappointed to have the accelerate the AD process taken out. So, Councillor Neal, like you, I agree. We need to move. This is the future. Beyond organics being where they should not be, there is an awful lot of moisture going into that facility. So, if you want to look at the to call it the quality of the fuel being garbage, but I agree, we need to move forward with that. We need a plan. I can tell you that if the plan is to simply add to composting, which is happening here in Clarington, and for the local councillors, I can tell you that there is one bidder only for Durham Region's organic composting, and that is Miller. So would I prefer to see AD over significant more tonnage coming to that facility in Curtis? Absolutely not. I don't think any of us want to see that. Thank you, Councillor, for beefing up item two. You know that it's a key contention of mine that, MOE does not talk about what they're going to do when there are exceedances, regardless of whether it comes from the EFW or not. We've had benzopyrene exceedances across the province for a number of years from now. They note them. There was a report, I can't recall if it was regional or if we read it here, that speaks of the ministry taking action, and I've yet to see any action at all. So I do believe that we need to hold the ministry accountable, the entire province does. If we're reporting, if we see that there's a problem, we need to know what they're going to do to either mitigate or reduce the emissions. Madam Clerk, Councillor Neal asked for a recorded vote.
On the motion as presented with the amendment, Councillor Neal?
Yes.
Councillor Trail?
Yes.
Councillor Swart?
Yes.
Councillor Anderson?
Yes.
Councillor Hooper?
Yes.
Councillor Jones?
Yes.
Mayor Foster?
Yes. That motion is carried unanimously. All righty. Oh, and by the way, Councillor Neal, I meant to note, I don't recall a specific date on the emissions, the stack test. As a matter of fact, I think if it had been 1 year only, that there would have been a great deal of concern. So it's certainly not my recollection or intent, and I'm pretty sure that Councillor Anderson will concur with that. All right, we'll get back to the agenda. Section 8 is communications for information. We have none. Section 9 is communications for direction. Again, we have none. On committee reports. Okay, I buried it. Councillor Anderson, you've got items 10.1.1 to 10.1.4. You're moving those, I'm assuming seconded by Councillor Hooper. All right, do we have any of those items to be pulled? Seeing none, I'll call the question. All in support? Opposed? That is carried. This moves us on to the GG agenda. And Councillor Neal, your conflict on item 7 is noted, and you were pulling item 9 as well. Okay, so Councillor Jones, you have that.
that the recommendations contained in the General Government Committee report of January 21st, 2019 be approved on consent and seconded by Councillor Hooper.
Thank you. So again, we've got 7 and 9 polled. Do we have any other polls?
I was going to poll number 5.
Number 5. Okay, so we've got 5, 7, and 9. Anything further? Call the question on the balance. All in support? Opposed? That is carried. Why don't we deal with item 7 so Councillor Neal can leave us and can come back and deal with the other two. So item 7 is the neighborhood character study. Councillor Hooper, do you have a motion?
Move as written, please.
Okay, do I have a seconder? Councillor Trail, thank you. Questions or comments? Call the question. All in support? Opposed? That is carried. Thank you. We'll wait for Councillor Neal to come back. Councillor Jones, item 5, that is the pilot for the Curtis Youth Center.
So I would move that the report CSD-00119 be received.
Okay, seconded by Councillor Hooper, thank you. That's as written, correct?
Correct. And if I could just add that I would just like to really get my impression across that how important the youth center is to the Curtis area. And I've heard from so many residents around the importance of it and how much the youth are getting out of it. And I think this is really important because these are our future residents of Clarington and they will be really contributing to our future. I think it's really important that I remember this.
All right, anything further on that? Councillor Neal.
Well, just a comment to that all started really with a delegation from then resident Janice Jones, and but I think that really started the ball rolling, and it had been tried various times in various iterations, but I think community services really picked up the ball and ran with it. So, and of course the John Howard Society has done a good job as well, and I think it's working well in Newcastle as well. So I think that's a success story, and we'll see how that plays out at budget time, I guess. That'll be when the rubber hits the road. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor. Anything further? So I'll concur, Councillor, that, Newcastle, very early days yet, but again, exceptionally well received by the youth there. And in a world of difficult budgets, I think we're going to have a difficult time not supporting these initiatives. Call the question. All in support? Opposed? That is carried. Councillor Neal, you've got item 9, and that is...
So I'll move... So this is a motion dealing with transportation. So I would... I'll move item 9, that the Region of Durham staff be requested to attend the next General Government Committee meeting or as soon as practicable to address the issue of transportation priorities for the municipality of Clarington under regional jurisdiction. And I would not move the second part. So I was wondering perhaps if I can get a seconder on that.
Councillor Trail, thank you.
I was wondering if maybe as opposed to the next General Government Committee meeting, it could be the next one following, not the 11th, but the next one following that.
So why don't we say A, just in case Ms. Siopas or whoever's coming has a conflict with a target date of the clerk is just looking at the date here. So the one after the next. So March 4th would be the hopeful, but leave it open just in case it's not doable. All right.
I don't know if that requires an actual amendment, but...
I think you said that at the beginning.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
I'm sure I heard that.
All right.
Questions, comments? Councillor Hooper.
I just have a question in regards to, specifically in regards to the second part of it that Councillor Neal has asked to have left off. Is this a priority that they have already struck the budget for as far as at the region?
Yes.
Whoever.
Yes, they have, Counselor.
So if we leave that off, then what happens with it at the region?
The problem with leaving that on, so that has been approved at the region. The problem with leaving it on is it could come forward at the region that Clarington does not want that priority done. The region does not allocate funds to a specific municipality. So whatever is next on their list, they have a list similar to the way we do things of their priorities. Whatever is next on that list, which could be in a different municipality, would be, at Clarington's request, would be the next one to come forward. So the $3 million that would be allocated there, that wouldn't happen, and I'll pick on Ajax just because. If the next one on the list, Ajax would come up, and just not a really good thing for Clarington.
And it would remain in a signalized intersection, correct?
That's correct.
No, I agree with Councilor Neal. It'd be a good suggestion that they do come so that we can hear from the experts at the region as to why they're suggesting, you know, this. So thank you.
All right, anything further? So I would suggest, and if it is Miss Yopis that comes, that we should have a broader discussion. I'm not sure that we want the commissioner of any department justifying to Clarington as to why they picked A, B, or C, but certainly talk about how they come to those decisions, you know, and how they work with staff is a better broad discussion to have. I think there were some emails coming from Clarington councillors as far back as 2016 indicating that intersection was problematic. So we may not want to be too aggressive. So I'll call the question on the motion as put forward by Councillor Neal. All in support? Opposed? That is carried. Thank you. This brings us to the Planning and Development Committee report. Councillor Neal, you have that.
Yeah, moved by myself, seconded by Councillor Traill, that the recommendations contained in the Planning and Development Committee report of January 28th, 2019 be approved on consent.
Okay, do we have any polls from that report? Seeing none, I'll call the question. All in support? Opposed? That is carried. We dealt with PSD-010-19. I guess we should really need a motion. We've got a confidential verbal update from Mr. Horvath. Okay. So if I could please have a motion that in accordance with Section 239(2) of the Municipal Act 2001, as amended, the meeting be closed for the purpose of discussing the following one matter, and that is a matter regarding information explicitly supplied in confidence to the municipality or local board by Canada, a province or territory, or a Crown agency of any of them. You're giving me that, Councillor Anderson? Perfect. Seconded by Councillor Neal. All in support? Opposed? That is carried. Thank you. All right. Well, we'll rise and report that one item was discussed in closed session in accordance with Section 239(2) of the Municipal Act as amended, and no resolutions were passed. So we don't have any business arising from procedural notices of motion. We do have unfinished business. This is 13.1, the Strategic Initiatives Officer. Councillor Neal, you have a motion.
I do. So I've circulated this, I think, to everybody. I'll need a seconder. So first of all, I'm going to move a motion which will include a number 5. Moved by myself that it be resolved that a position with the title of Corporate Policy Analyst be filled with the funding source at the discretion of the Director of Finance. Two, that the position A be advertised as a non-affiliated two-year contract with a six-month probation period. B, require a master's of public administration and or a combination of education and experience in the development of public policy satisfactory to the CAO. C, report to the CAO. D, be remunerated within a range of $80,000 to $95,000 annually, subject to all statutory deductions. And E, have benefits after the first year that are limited to extended health care, dental, and short-term disability up to 10 days annually, i.e. no life, AD&D, or LTD. And three, the CAO report back to council prior to the end of the two-year contract term regarding the position. Four, that purchasing bylaw 2015-022 be amended to Roman numeral 1, delete item 5.1, engineering services and engineering consulting services from Schedule A, exempt goods and services, and Roman numeral 2, require a roster of approved engineering firms within required disciplines such that consulting contracts will be forwarded to rostered firms based on price. And item 5 would be the item 2, the original motion, which I was asked the clerk to read out. I don't have it in front of me, so.
Through the chair. Item 5 would read that the purchasing bylaw be amended to require the approval by council for the hiring of external consultants, except where the same are required by law.
So if I can get a seconder to this, I'll be moving to divide that was just read by the clerk and table that and then proceed with items 1 through 4 that are in front of you. So,
do we have a seconder? Councillor Zwart? No? Yes.
So I would move to divide item 5 from the balance of the motion, Mr. Chair.
Okay, you're seconding that, Councillor Anderson? Yes. Okay, on the motion to divide, I'll call the question. All in support? Opposed? That is carried.
So if we're just proceeding at this point with items 1 through 4, I think I've tried to work fairly well on this with staff, and I think there's some appear to be some disparate thoughts here, but I think it's kind of moving in the direction of first of all, working on some very important projects for the municipality, and also sorting out something about the purchasing bylaw. So. That's, I think, overdue.
So, Councillor, just for clarity, it is your intent that this individual report to the CAO, correct?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. Okay, do we have any questions or comments on the motion in front of us? Councillor Hooper.
Just one other, probably housekeeping. Number 13.1, it says Strategic Initiatives Officer. And on when we are doing it, it says, is there a difference between that and corporate policy analysts? Or are they the same thing?
Through you, Your Worship, to answer the question. That was a recommended title change that I provided to Councillor Neal. We did previously have a position that was very similar to the description in the original proposed resolution. This was to make it clear this is a different position. It will have some of the same responsibilities, but it's not the same position that was in the org chart 2 years ago.
So it's kind of an amalgamation, a new position. Totally.
It's a new position, and the intention was to distinguish it from the previously existing position that was on the org chart.
Perfect. Thank you.
All right. Councillor Zwart.
I don't understand why number 4 is in this motion. It's like an omnibus motion? Does it matter that they're not related at all, are they?
Well, that's why I said there's a couple of disparate thoughts here, but I think it's accomplishing two things at the same time. That I think this is overdue, number 4. So
Councillor Zwart, I agree with you. The suggestion actually at GG was to divide. That didn't make it. If you are supportive of 4, and okay, so I would suggest that I would suggest that we can pass this the way that it is. Any further questions? So I'm going to agree 100% that that we need someone to help us with policy planning. Generally, have been picking up on an awful lot of this. The changes, particularly at the province, are coming fast and furious. I have heard three different ministers to suggest that if we thought that a lot of change is on the horizon that we know about, the quote has been, hold on to your seats, more is coming. And you know, some of these are really, really important items for Clarington. Things like the GO train, certainly there can be some help. Mr. Clifford, the last time, gets huge credit for the work that he did on that file, but not to the individual, but the nature of this file is that we're going to make sure that the province hears loud and clear what we want the province to hear, and make sure that we are properly briefed and apprised of things that are going on, and maybe give, I know it's been more than just Ms. Langmaid, but an awful lot has fallen onto her shoulders, and for that I thank her. With that, I will call the question. All in support, opposed, and that is carried. Thank you.
So I'm going to, Mr. Chair, I'll move, if I can, move that item 5 just be tabled to, I don't know, general government in May or something like that.
Okay, give us 1 minute. So would you prefer the 6th or the 27th of
the
May?
The 6th sounds good to me, Mr.
The
Chair.
The 6th. And that is GG. Okay, do we have a seconder for that? Councillor Traill, thank you. All in support? Opposed? That is carried. Thank you. So the next report, and this was referred to Council, was COD-002-19, and you have a report from Mr. Horvath. This was with regards to I'm going to say ditching and catch basin repairs. Councillor Neal?
So I'll move approval on a one-year term, if that's, in other words, if we're not committing to a five-year term, but a one-year term.
Okay, do we have a seconder? Councillor Jones?
So would I be correct that would give us time to look at this to see if we can take up some or all of this internally? I think that's what the report said. I just want to, in other words, we're not committed to a full 5 years. If
well, Ms. Morano, I see her poised.
Through the chair, that is correct. If you are approving the one-year term, it essentially doesn't approve the additional one-year terms, which are going to be considered anyway, based on price and satisfactory service by the individual that has bid. But it certainly, I believe, would give more time to assess whether there's capability within the existing resources to appropriately accommodate the requirements of the tender award. So if it's awarded, we can report back, if you wish, prior to the next timing for the what would normally be the consideration of the second year term of this contract.
So, Ms. Morano, I'd suggest that beyond if you wish, that the expectation will be that report come back before any thought of extending happens. So, Councillor Neal, the question is that item 3 read that pending satisfactory performance, the purchasing manager be given the authority to extend the contract for the service for up to 3 additional one-year terms. I'm going to suggest that you want to say in item 3 that pending council approval.
Right, yep.
OK. Okay, so I'm pretty sure that you said that
correct
at the beginning.
Okay. Does that require an amendment, Mr. Chair, or not?
Well, it'll make it abundantly clear that it needs to come back to council before it can be extended. Councillor Hooper.
Yes, I think on the back of our green paper here, there was a recommendation from the director. Is that taking into consideration that paragraph on the back of the green piece? What so Councillor Neal is proposing?
So that'll work because we are talking about 1 year, and then staff will come back to us to see what's doable.
So we could just take what's written there?
Can I see Ms. Morano poised again?
Okay.
Ms. Morano?
Through the chair to you, Your Worship. Yes, essentially the Director of Operations has put in place a commitment to review before the next term. If you're adding back that report back to council, it would be implicit that that would require council approval before that award is then made.
Great, thank you. Thanks, Mr. Chair.
All right, do we have anything further on that?
My motion essentially does require come back to council.
Yes, so we've item three we've inserted, or you inserted, councillor, that it must come back to council.
Thank you.
All right. Anything further? Call the question. All in support? Opposed? And that is carried. Thank you. That's all right. Anything else? Okay, I've got the clerk and the CAO disagreeing here. Who won? No surprise, the clerk won. All right. Before we get into the bylaws, could I have a motion to receive the verbal report from Mr. Horvath for information? Councillor Neal, thank you. Councillor Hooper, questions or comments? Call the question. All in support? Opposed? That is carried. The clerk informs me that we will see the purchasing bylaw, so we just dealt with that under Councillor Neal's proposal. Now, this was deleting engineering services, so that needs to be written. That will be written and will come forward to us. So when you see that, because we just told them to change that, then we need to put the changes into place. So you will see that next council meeting, at the next council meeting. All right, Councillor Hooper, do you have bylaws by any chance?
Yes, sir, I do. moved by myself, seconded by Councillor Anderson, that leave be granted to introduce bylaws 2019-005, 2019-007, said bylaws be approved.
Questions or comments? Call the question. All in support? Opposed? That is carried. Councillor Hooper. Oh, sorry, I'm skipping right down. We don't have any procedural notices of motion. Do we have any other business? Councillor Neal.
I just have a question.
You can't blame me for trying, Councillor Neal.
I just have a question on the motion that was passed about internet voting. Are we awaiting any kind of a report from you, Madam Clerk, on something to do with that? I'm just wondering, because I'd raised some concerns with you about the voters list, but are we awaiting some kind of a report to come from you of any sort?
Through the chair, no. The only reports that will be coming forward would be the standard reports that we would do leading up to an election. But I can share with you certainly probably mid this year, latter part of the summer, staff will start turning their minds to that. We'll be looking at the standards that we're anticipating from Dr. Nicole Goodman. and we'll start to look at best practices in order to develop our protocol, our processes. And for information purposes, we will report back to council. There's no question about what the process will be and what the procedures will be and what our marketing plan is, because it is going to take a fair amount of marketing and communication with our electorate.
Do we have anything further? Councillor Hooper.
Just to add to that, I think all council gets that magazine, Municipal News, I believe. There's a very good article in there this month. Thank you.
All right. Anything else? Councillor Hooper, you are up with a confirming bylaw.
I am. Moved by myself, seconded by Councillor Anderson again, that leave be granted to introduce bylaw 2019-008, being a bylaw to confirm the proceedings of the Council of the Municipality of Clarendon at a regular meeting held on the fourth day of February 2019, and said bylaw be approved.
Questions or comments? Call the question. All in support? Opposed? That is carried. There is one last piece of business. Councillor Neal.
Motion to adjourn.
Seconded by. Okay, come on. Someone's got to second that. Councillor Trail, thank you. Call the question. All in support? Opposed? That is carried. Yes, for a minute.